We're talking now about Parkinson's disease, which is one of the most feared neurodegenerative diseases facing Australians. But new findings are giving hope to sufferers and those in the research field. The latest finding centers around activin A, which may offer anti-inflammatory and neuroprotective effects in mouse models for Parkinson's disease. Joining me this morning is Professor Bryce Vissel, the Roth Fellow and Head of the Neuroscience and Regenerative Initiative at UTS. Thank you for joining me.
Nice to talk to you.
And so what is the prevalence of Parkinson's disease in the Australian population currently?
Yeah, so Parkinson's disease is actually quite prevalent. There's 32 Australians diagnosed every day, and there's estimated to be about 70,000 people in Australia who have this disorder. But I think to put context on it is to realise that a lot of these diseases of the brain used to be thought of as old people's diseases, to put it in simple language. You know, and people used to, let's face it, and, you know, people would retire at 65, they'd go on to the old age pension, and then about 70 to 75, unfortunately, people weren't expected to live much longer than that, except in exceptional circumstances. But nowadays, we all know people who are 100, 101, and this is becoming the fact of our wonderful existence as a result of modern medicine, that we are now expecting to live to 90, 100 years old in reasonable health. And so these diseases that used to be the last 5 years or last 10 years of your life, people now are finishing work at 60 or 65. They get their Parkinson's starts to come on at 50, which is now regarded as really middle age. And when they're just about to start their next life, they're told that they've got this devastating disorder which is going to incapacitate them, prevent them from actually having control of their hands, control of their movement. They're not going to be able to walk properly, and eventually they're going to become stuck in a bed and potentially die from something like pneumonia. And I know that's very harsh to put in those terms, but that's actually what someone with Parkinson's disease can often face. It's a very, very terrifying thing to be diagnosed with. And at the moment, we do have some wonderful treatments that actually help the symptoms of Parkinson's disease, and certainly that gives, you know, of all the neurological diseases, this is one where we actually have something to stave off the symptoms for a little while. But there's nothing at the moment, nothing that can actually prevent the ongoing underlying disease. So it'd be like having an infection and where we could just keep the temperature down, but in fact the infection is still ravaging the body. And so in Parkinson's disease, one of the great aims at the moment amongst science around the world is to try and find a way to actually slow the disease so that if a person is diagnosed, you know, there's people who are 40 years old who get diagnosed with Parkinson's, and rather than giving them a death sentence, I should try and slow the disease down or even stop the disease or even repair the disease.
So Bryce, what does your research that your recently published article center around then?
Yep, so we're very excited, and we've been working for about 15 years now to try and that's nature science, you go slowly. They take a long time, but to try and find ways to prevent the underlying cause of the disease and to slow the degeneration, to slow the loss of the nerve cells that causes Parkinson's. So Parkinson's results because there's some nerve cells in the brain that are very special nerve cells that can help us control our movement. And those nerve cells, unfortunately, begin to die off for reasons that are not completely understood. And by the time a person is showing the symptoms of Parkinson's disease, about 80% of those cells are gone. And so what we want to do is try and preserve the last 20% so they don't continue to disappear, because obviously that becomes absolutely debilitating. And what we found is this molecule, which is called activin A, but the molecule itself is not as important as the fact that we found a substance that when we inject it into the brain of animals that are modeling the Parkinson's disease syndrome, we can stop the disease from progressing. And that is such an exciting finding for us. And we're very optimistic that this kind of approach that we've discovered could offer some hope to Parkinson's sufferers.
And so would this sort of research, you said, you know, the timescale, of course, for any possible application would be, you know, on a scale of decades at least. But what would this be able to help all sufferers of Parkinson? Would it be able to branch out into things like into other neurodegenerative diseases, or would it mostly be for this sort of disease?
It's a great question, actually, and it's a very important, actually quite a big one. Because time is limited, I'll try and just get to the main point of it. I think there's two aspects to any scientific discovery. There's the specific molecule or the specific drug that you might discover. And in this case, we discovered something called activin A. And we think that this is very exciting. And this particular molecule, or this molecule, a molecule is a drug substance or a therapeutic substance. We believe we can try and develop this into an ultimate therapeutic. and that would take 5-7 years, depending on the, frankly, the amount of money we have. But having said that, there's another part of discovery in science that's really important, and that is when you make a discovery of something that can slow a disease like this, in, at least in principle, in the model that you're using, it tells us something about what is the underlying cause. And in this case, we found that this molecule called activin A, the substance which has a therapeutic potential for Parkinson's, acts as an anti-inflammatory. It prevents inflammation in the brain. It's almost like a rheumatoid arthritis in the brain, is a way to say it. So this molecule can slow down that inflammatory response, and in slowing down the inflammatory response, it slows down the disease. Why that's important is that understanding now gets published, and yes, it goes on radio, but it also goes amongst our colleagues through the publication of this discovery, and that informs other people around the world about something that might be occurring in Parkinson's disease that we can now start to try to target. So a discovery like this isn't only about what we'll be able to take forward, but it's about what the worldwide community of scientists now has a little bit of extra information about what causes disease that will help the whole worldwide community and many, many scientists around the world think about disease in a different way and potentially reorganize some of their research to actually come up with other therapeutics that in addition might show this kind of outcome. So we think the underlying discovery is important, but and the evidence of the inflammation, this process that has been very important in disease because that provides fundamental insight into the disease, but also the molecule itself, activin A, gives us a clue about a particular, at least one approach that we can use to try and stop this disease from progressing. And we dream that this molecule from some of our early evidence might even stimulate some repair of the brain. So we've got to really explore that a lot further now.